This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The three U.S. automakers are out today with their U.S. sales results from the past year. Here are the top line numbers for you. General Motors saw sales rise 3.7% in 2012. Ford's sales were up 5% for the year. And at Chrysler, which was hit especially hard during the financial crisis, sales were up 21%. Let's go a little deeper with Carl Brower. He is editor-in-chief of Total Car Score. Good to talk with you.
Hey, great talking to you, Jeff.
Take us through the year 2012 for Ford, GM, and Chrysler. What really stands out to you?
Well, what stands out to me is the quality of the product that consistently was coming out from all three of these manufacturers. I think that the whole industry has really turned up the competitive level that is expected by automakers today. And all three of these manufacturers, I think, met the challenge. That combined with the pent-up demand for cars that has been going on for years now with the economy struggling and people questioning whether they should buy a new car, resulted in the sales growth that we saw throughout the industry, but certainly among the big three.
What are the real market battlegrounds right now for these companies? Is it hybrids? Is it trucks? What's really critical?
I think the midsize sedan category has never been more competitive. You know, it's the best-selling single segment, and there's really not a bad car in there. And you've got a segment of, 10 core vehicles in there at least, and they're all very good.
And what makes them good? I mean, what makes them so much better than, 5 years ago?
They all look much better. They all are more fuel efficient. They're all more space efficient. So you've got more interior space, front and rear. You look at all these cars now, and it's like there's really nothing you can pick on there. Now you're down to things like price and styling and maybe an MPG here and there between the cars.
We have made much of every gas price spike that we've seen in recent years. And 2012 was overall a pretty high year for gas prices. Is there evidence in today's numbers that Americans are changing their habits?
There's not evidence in today's numbers to suggest people are changing their habits as much as the mainstream media and a lot of people want to assume. The problem with gas prices is that people keep getting used to the newer high prices, and that relatively speaking, and when you start looking at inflation and all these other aspects, gas is still relatively cheap in this country. I mean, gosh, you look at Europe and it's, twice or more the cost. And at the same time, even more so, they keep pulling more fuel efficiency out of the traditional internal combustion engine. Now, the hybrids and diesels keep getting better, too, but they still cost more, and it's harder to justify the cost because it takes that much longer to pay back if you're thinking on a purely fiscal level.
Carl Brower, editor-in-chief at TotalCarScore.com. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jeff.